this evening, praise God. And this is the name that everybody needs to know about.
Amen.
We're not commissioned to preach any other name,
Amen.
Only the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening that we have an advocate.
Hallelujah.
Through the Lord Jesus Christ, into your throne room and into your very presence by the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb of God. Lord, we come this evening from thy footstool into thy throne room and into thy presence by the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb. Lord, we plead the power of your blood over our lives afresh, over this house, over over all that's near and dear to us. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know the blood has a voice. And the blood could speak. And there was an answering back to the speaking of the blood. Lord, we know your word says, how much more speaketh better things the blood of Jesus than the blood of Abel. Lord, we thank you tonight for the speaking of the blood. We thank you, Lord, that the redeemed of the Lord have a right to say so. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of God. Wash us, cleanse us, sanctify us in the blood of the Lamb tonight. Fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost and fire in the name of Jesus. Oh God, fill our beings afresh with the fire of God. From the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. Drive out every devil, every sickness, every disease, every affliction in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God move. In Jesus' name I pray. Oh God, we need you. But you're here because we're gathered in your name, and you promised for two or three are gathered in your name. You are in the midst, and that to bless us. We thank you for the blessing. We receive it tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray again, touch Davy Jones. We curse this cancer, this demon, in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver him, we pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Set him free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch any others tonight that need your touch. Lord, for skin conditions, heal them. For backaches, heal them. For headaches, heal them. Leg aches, heal them. Toothaches, heal them. In the name of Jesus, you are a healer, Lord. You're a Savior, a healer, a baptizer in the Holy Ghost, and the coming King. We're here to praise you. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. We thank you that you answer prayer. And we thank you you're only a prayer away. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We worship you tonight. Oh, God, move on our children. Every son. Every daughter. May the Holy Ghost this evening move upon them. Speak a word in their innermost being. Turn them, oh God, and deliver them. As we claim them under the token in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we haven't come just for a social gathering, but we've come to meet you, to hear from you, to seek you, to uplift you, Lord. You're the one we're going to talk about and praise and worship, for your name's above every other name. You promised us just the mention of your name. The flowers grow and the desert blooms again, just at the mention of your name, the name that's above every name. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Praise God. Isn't the Lord good?
Amen.
Praise God. God is so good. Hallelujah. You know, I have so many things I want the Lord to answer for me over this past 2 weeks, and he's done it. It's happened. Last week when Brother Ian asked for prayer for his knee, then he sent me a wee clip of a text on a dozer. And the dozer pushes the soil, but Jesus removes the mountain. So that was a word from the Lord for me. God was letting me know, I'm going to answer you. And I prayed for someone in a man's garden last Saturday, and God done it straight away. and he was shocked. He was shocked when he came home. I can guarantee you that he was shocked. And he can put it down to whatever he wants, but it was God. Amen. Then God done something again. Several days later, God done it again. I'll tell you, when you think it's not going to happen, that's when God can do it. Amen. I'll tell you, the Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. That's the word of God. God's word cannot return void. Jeremiah says he watches over to perform it, to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord. Tonight I want to just share for a few moments when the church prays. God wants us as a church to pray. And when the church prays, things begin to happen. Hallelujah. Romans 15 verse 30, just for the scripture tonight. And just remain seated. And I want to just mention a little bit about Ivan Roberts this evening and something he said, which has struck me. And he said it in front of a preacher. He more or less rebuked him. And I'm going to tell you what it is in a moment. There is a secret for revival, and it's so simple, everybody's missing it. It's not in a book or a movement, but it's in the power of prayer and believing. When my people shall humble themselves and fast and pray, God says they shall hear from heaven. Hallelujah, and God will heal the land. Amen. They're getting ready to vote tonight in this country. They're going to bring it in, they say, for abortion. Now, if I pray prayers that disturb in the night, don't you worry about it. Because the Bible says the kingdom of God suffered a violence. Amen. And the violence taketh it by force. The devil's a liar. We need to start praying some people out. And start praying others in. Amen. We need to start praying some down, some up. That's what God does. God sets some down and he lifts some up. And the Bible says, pray for those that's in authority that you may lead a peaceable life. But you need to pray for the right people.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I better read this.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm excited.
Amen.
I didn't feel excited. You know, I found when the devil tempts you the most, God can move the most.
Amen.
Because you realize there's nothing in your flesh or mine, but it's all in him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you, I remember going through a terrible time. I couldn't understand it. I was having good meetings and everything. I was away preaching on a trip. And I found a little statement C.H. Spurgeon said. And boy, it was just like he's talking to me. And the Lord just lifted something off me as soon as I read it.
Amen.
Praise God. A word in season.
Hallelujah.
A word in season.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now I beseech you, brethren, verse 30 of Romans 15. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake,
Amen.
And for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. You need to pray for the man of God. He prays for you. You need to pray for him. Hallelujah. It's no use ridiculing the preacher in the pulpit. You need to get on your knees and pray for him.
Amen.
If a sermon doesn't please you, pray for him. Pray that God will move them. Hallelujah. And I'll guarantee you God will do it. But criticizing and backbiting won't do nothing but only bring the devil in. We don't want the devil in. We want the devil roasted. Roasted with the power of God. So he'll have to get out and get out quick. Amen. Glory to God. Evan Roberts was the leader of the Welsh Revival. But he never claimed that himself. The writers say that, but he was so humble, he would never himself claim such a thing. But God used him.
Amen.
He was right back in the 1900s, the early 1900s. The revival spread throughout Wales, and by the end of 1904, there was at least 32,000 converts in South Wales. You heard it right. 32,000 converts by 1904 in South Wales. That is a move of God.
Amen.
I have read Evan Roberts' prayer. One time I thought I would pray like Evan Roberts, and I had to stop it. And I'm serious about this. I had to stop it. I thought I would pray the way Evan Roberts said he prayed. And I'm telling you something, that man prayed. And to say when he went upstairs in the home where he lived, people thought, what is he doing in that bed upstairs? The bed rattled off the floor and they didn't know what was wrong with him. And God was taking him into the heavenlies. He had heavenly experiences, for God took him out like Paul into another realm. And he saw visions of the power of God breaking over wheels and a mighty revival and an outpouring of the Spirit of God coming. Evan Roberts saw it and God done it.
Glory.
Hallelujah. I hear people talk about revivals and they sort of say there wasn't much to the Welsh revival. If I ever hear anybody preach like that, I'll know they're not well. There's something wrong with them. Because I want to tell you, every revival is powerful.
Amen.
And it is a move of God.
Amen.
And we should never underestimate even one soul being saved by the power of God. 32,000 souls reached. We heard a brother Laurie preach on Sunday on the book of Acts, 3,000 souls. But what about here in Wales, 32,000 in 19, by the time of 1904? That's a move of God. And people talk about Pentecost. I don't know if Roberts claimed to be Pentecost, but he must have been Pentecost. Because he knew something of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah! Now listen to this carefully this evening. One night in one of the churches, Evan Roberts, the unofficial leader of the revival, called for testimonies from the congregation. And a man stood and identified himself as an evangelist from another country. And he said, I've come to Wales to glean the secret of the Welsh revival. Instantly, Evan Roberts thrust his finger into his face toward the visitor and shouted, there is no secret. There is no secret. He put his finger in his face and he said, there is no secret. Ask and it shall be given. That's what it is. Ask and it shall be given. There is no secret but the asking.
Amen.
My people have not because they ask not. And when they ask amiss. That's the word of God. God wants us to ask him.
Amen.
How will you know when I've got it when you have your hands on it?
Glory.
When will I stop praying? Don't stop. The Bible doesn't tell you to stop. I've heard people saying, I prayed now and I need to quit. My Bible says pray ye without ceasing. Continually.
All right.
We need more prayer.
Amen.
We don't need more outreaches. We don't need more evangelistic meetings. We don't need a suitcase preacher and a suitcase revival. But we need men and women to come and pray and seek God.
Yes.
We need men and women to close themselves in the closet alone with God.
Amen.
Now this is as much for me as it is for you. Every one of us need to pray more.
Yes.
We never can pray enough. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. There's no secret. Ask and ye shall receive. I wonder if the evangelist was disappointed with the answer. I think many of us might have been disappointed with that answer ourselves. After all, prayer is the secret.
Amen.
I've mentioned this many times before and I've preached a lot on prayer. But a lot of people say, all we can do is pray. You know, that's a bad thing to talk like that. All we can do is pray. The best thing you can do is pray.
Amen.
It's not all you can do. That's the best thing you can do.
Amen.
We should pray about the small things. We should pray about the big things. We should pray about everything. Somebody said it's a bit of a custom getting up in the morning and praying. Well, it's a custom you need to keep.
Amen.
Somebody said it's a bit of a custom praying before you go to bed. It's a custom you need to keep.
Amen.
Daniel prayed 3 times a day. He said, once more will I look to the holy temple. We know that he turned himself to the place of God's people. Our brother Gary mentioned the other week east. That's where God had visited him. That's where God had moved. He turned himself in the direction of the original house of God and he prayed. And God heard him. And even when he thought that he wasn't heard, you know the story in the book of Daniel that the answer was held back. For over 20 days, I believe it was. It was held back But it came with a breakthrough with angels along with it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Did you hear what I preached tonight? Amen. It came with a breakthrough with angels with it.
Amen.
I tell you, when you think nothing's happening, God's forcing it forward.
Hallelujah.
And if he needs to send some angels to bring a breakthrough, he's able to do it.
Amen.
Because the angels, he's only to move and they go forward.
Amen.
You said, don't know, but my Bible says the angels of the Lord encamp it. That's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
They're encamped round about them that fear the Lord.
Amen.
There's a host upon us this evening, whether we see them or not. Look at Elijah and the young man. And he said, there's a great army. And he said, I was at Elisha. And he said to the young fellows, a great host was. And the young lad says, I don't see nobody. And he says, Lord, let his eyes open.
Right.
And when Elisha prayed and the young man's eyes were opened, he saw a great army. Hallelujah. When Israel was looking like they're going to be defeated, God sent a supernatural heavenly army, and their enemy saw it and fled before them because they're God's people. You said, but God could forsake them, then he'll forsake his own right hand. That's the word of God. Did you know you're in the palms of his hands tonight? You're engraved upon the palms of the Lord's hands. And the word of God says concerning you, I don't care what the devil told you this week or today, the Bible says, I have good thoughts concerning you. Good thoughts concerning you. Beloved, I wish him of all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health.
Amen.
Even as thy soul does prosper. That's the word of God.
Glory.
He sent his word and he healed them and delivered them.
Glory.
He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. He was a sent one. He was sent. And then he said, as my Father sent me, so send I you. Hallelujah. When God sends you, you're on the king's business. You've got the king's authority. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, when you've got the king's authority, it's powerful. You've been given a sword. People talk about being given a sword. You've been given a sword. The Bible says, put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and the sword of the Spirit. You have a sword. And you're kings and priests unto God. The secret. Evan Roberts was right. There's no secret but prayer.
Amen.
Prayer is the secret. If there's a secret, it's prayer. Let me tell you, after 37 years of preaching, I want to tell you there's no secret for the anointing of God, only prayer.
Amen.
Prayer is a secret. If you want the anointing, pray for it. Pray for it. Wait before God. Ask God for the anointing. And God will give the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
There's a rain that starts the crop, and then there's the rain that finishes it. Hallelujah. And maybe we've had some rain that got us started when we were saved.
Yes.
But all that God would give us more rain at the end now to keep us finished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To keep us on keeping on.
Amen.
It shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, that he'll pour out his spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men will see visions, your old men dream dreams. And upon my servants and handmaidens, I will pour out of my spirit, says the Lord. Everybody quotes Acts 2:38, and a lot of denominations don't like verse 39 either. Verse 38 says, repent ye therefore every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.
Amen.
Verse 39, for the promise is unto you,
amen,
and unto your children, and unto them that's afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. The promise of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's given.
That's right.
If you're not called, you couldn't have come. God called you, so it's to you. No man can come unto me except my Father draweth him. No man can know me save to him who the Son will reveal him. That's the word of God. We heard on Sunday morning and Sunday evening, Adam hid himself and God came seeking him. Adam never said, I'll go seek God, not a file. That never happened. God came looking for him. And he was hidden behind fig leaf religion. And God won't accept fig leaf religion. So he sacrificed an animal and clothed them. And there was blood applied. And blood is God's divine way. And it can't be changed. It's an unbreakable truth of God. When I see the blood, I will pass over. The Hebrews tells us, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission, removal of sin. The difference in the animal and Jesus is this. When the animal's blood was shed, it covered sin for a season. And its life went into that ground. It had no soul. But when Jesus died on the cross, Romans says, of the same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, it will quicken, make alive your mortal body. The life is in the blood. The life of the Holy Ghost is in that blood. That's the life that's in that blood. It's special blood. It never congealed. It never dried up. And it never withered away. But the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse us from all sin still today. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. As the earthly things are sprinkled by thee, so are the heavenly with better. Jesus entered heaven with his own blood. Ever before there could be a Pentecost, there had to be a Calvary. There was a Calvary before the Pentecost. Jesus took his blood to heaven. Then the Holy Ghost was poured out. Hallelujah. The sacrifice was cleansed, then it was filled. Justification, the outer court. Sanctification, the inner court. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the holiest of holies, where the Shekinah glory comes down. You don't need candlelight when you reach the holiest of holies. You have reached the Shekinah glory, and the light of the Lord lights it. Hallelujah. David said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's word lights the way. Amen. There shall be light at the evening time. We're not in darkness, we're in light. Amen. We're in the light. If we walk in the light, if he's in the light, we have fellowship one another, Epistle of John. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. You know what Spurgeon said? Past, present, future. It cleanses. Amen. Some of the denominations don't preach that. They're stuck in the middle. They believe God can save you today and lost you tomorrow. But I'm glad that he said, none have I lost that thou hast given me. That's what he said. I thank you, O Father, that none have I lost that thou hast given me. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord's keeping you. We were keeping ourselves. It wouldn't last long. But the Lord's keeping us. Here's the wonderful thing about it. He that keepeth Israel neither slumbereth nor sleepeth. Hallelujah. He's awake tonight. And he's on the scene. You know, a real revival is called an awakening. And the church of God today needs an awakening sight from God. Do you believe that tonight? I believe it. We need an awakening sight from God. There's people and they claim they're in revelatory faith. And revelatory. Now the Bible doesn't talk like that, but they do. They claim they're walking in the greatest revelation ever, but all they do is preach about a man, and it's not Jesus. Now, brethren, let's be honest about it tonight. There's not one scripture for such as that. Paul said that I might know nothing amongst you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. We're to preach Jesus. When Philip went down to the city of Samaria, he preached Christ unto them. And unclean spirits come out of many, crying out with loud voices. And the Bible says there was great joy. Great joy. I'll never forget the night I preached in a school in Mashango in Africa. And there's about 1,500 people in the service. And I preached about the blood. And before I got up, I got onto the pulpit to read the text. And as I got up, the Holy Spirit fell. The man spoke in tongues and gave an interpretation. And the interpretation said, this will be the real end time message preaching you will hear tonight. Amen. And I preached on the 10 impossibilities. ago from Africa that was in them services, and he says he'll never forget it. He knew the message still after all them years. I preached that night and many people got saved. They baptized 100 new converts after just a few services.
Amen.
And that convention. It was 12 o'clock and I was still at the pulpit, exhausted, sitting in the chair. And they came in for me and they said, "Brother Tom, you're going to have to come. There's a woman outside with a very powerful devil and nobody can cast it out." And I mentioned all these men that they claimed were apostles. There's a lot of apostles in Africa, you know, and prophets, and also now there probably is. I'm not deriding it, but all these men, these great names of ministries. Well, I'm a nobody, but he's everybody. Hallelujah! Jesus is everybody. Glory! I come out last time, and I come around the corner of the building, and all I can tell you this evening is, when I got to that corner, he came to me. Hallelujah. The same presence that came to me in the jail came to me right on the corner of the building, the power of God. And a boldness came over me, and I was no more tired. Someone came on me and filled me. Amen. And went through me like electric.
Amen.
The woman in front of me, a voice screamed out of her and said, "Don't come near me, don't come near me." And I headed for her and she ran down like a field and I chased her. Now she's at least over 70 years of age, maybe 80. She was quite an age of a woman, brother. She wasn't fit to run like that normally, but someone was making her run. And I chased her and she turned to punch me in the face. And when she did, I didn't grab her or wrestle her. I just threw my hands up and said, "Thank you, Jesus," and the power of God hit her. And the devil spoke out of her. And the devils told me where they were from. Just a few miles from there was a place known for powerful witchcraft. And they let me know that was where they were from. And they let me know they weren't coming out. And they said, "We've been here since she was very young and we're not leaving." And I said, "Is that right?" I said, "Well, I'll tell you what, you're leaving tonight. And not only are you leaving tonight, you're leaving right now. And when you get out, go back over there and tell them I'm coming over there as well. Where them other devils is." And that devil come out. And that woman was delivered by the power of God. God delivered her. And he filled her with the Holy Ghost on the same evening. And she could see it. And she went back up the mountain. She had her snuff pouch, brother, in her pocket. The snuff pouch and everything with her. And she went back up the mountain where she lived. And some brothers from the church went to see her, and all the neighbors gathered. There's 25 the first time or so, and they all gathered round to where she was to hear her testimony because they knew she was changed.
Amen.
And there's a church there today. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is real.
Yes.
Now, you can never learn that at a Bible school. You can never learn that with some worked up religion program. But it's only the power of God and the visitation of God that will drive the devil back and drive him out. The disciples of the early church knew what it was to be filled with the Holy Ghost and cast out devils everywhere they went. And Jesus said, "Don't rejoice in this, but rejoice your name is written in heaven." The greatest thing about it all was the woman got saved. And others got saved. Hallelujah. The secret is asking. And ye shall receive. Ye shall receive. Have you got any mountains you think are uncrossable? God specializes in the impossible. Lazarus was an impossibility for anybody, but not for Jesus. Did you hear that? It was an impossibility for anybody, but not for Jesus. That which is impossible with man is possible with God. You remember I preached several times the same sermon that the ministry of Jesus has never changed, his message has never changed, his presence has never changed, and his power has never changed because of Hebrews 13 verse 8. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He's Malachi 3 verse 6. "I am the Lord thy God, I change not." He's the same tonight. The devil wants us to think he hasn't answered us. Well, the time's passed. For weeks the devil told me that. The time's past, it's too late now. But God done it anyhow. And what is time to God? What is time to God? Jesus is never late. Lazarus was dead 4 days. People would have said, "Oh, if you had him here earlier." But the fact that he came after 4 days made it more than marvelous. And more than miraculous. Glory. And he wept. And they said, "There he is, he's only a man." But when he said, "Lazarus, come forth," that was more than a man. That was God talking in a man. Hallelujah! And I tell you, I like what an old preacher once said. He said, "You know why he called his name Lazarus?" He said, "Because every grave would have opened if he hadn't called him by his name." When he said, "Come forth," every grave would have opened. There's coming a day when every grave will open. Are you hearing me tonight? There's coming a day where Jesus Christ is going to rapture, catch away his true church. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, "For the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up, thrust up, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, brethren, comfort one another with these words." The graves shall open first. Those that are saved, their souls is going to be with the Lord, but their bodies is going to come out of them graves. You see, there's three, tell you. Body, soul, and spirit. How many knows that? And God is going to resurrect your body. It's no trouble telling him. He took clay and he made Adam. And he took a rib and he made woman. Eve. And that same God's going to bring them out of them graves. Should they be in the sea? Should they be ashes? God's able to do it. And they're going to be raised up. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to come to close. My time's gone and I haven't hardly said a thing. Praise God. Almost half past already. I want us to come and pray tonight. Are you encouraged?
Amen.
I want you to be encouraged.
Amen.
God is good every time. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to meet young Samuel Yaldi again. Maybe the Lord will have it that I'll get over to Burkina Faso. He did invite me before and preach for him. I'm going to meet him again. I just feel it. Hallelujah. There's something about Africa. Reinhard Bonnke prayed for Africa to be saved. And God has a lot of people in Africa that's going to be saved. And here as well. All over the world, the Spirit's moving.
Amen.
I want to encourage you tonight to pray for your children. No matter what it looks like or what it seems like. I was talking to a man the other day, he knew my dad well. He traveled with my dad many times. And someone told me to tell him. I said, "You know, there's a change coming with dad in 1989. I said, "I was in High Bank Jail," and I said, "I turned to the Lord." And I said, "When I come out, my dad was a different man than when I went in." God done something. God done something in my dad and God done something in me at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's why that scripture is so precious. That the Lord kept my dad the night he went out to Gilhall. "Be still and know that I am God." Be still. That means you have to do absolutely nothing. God will do it.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
God will do it. And here I was in jail and my dad's trying to get a word from God. Pipe in his top pocket. Backslid. You know, William Branham said about Jonah, he said, "You preachers call him backslidden, but he heard from God." And he done the opposite. Jonah did do the opposite of what God said. But he cried from the whale's belly. And he said, "Once more will I look to thy holy promise." He had some symptoms, hadn't he? Everywhere he looked was whale's belly. But that wheel threw him out. And they say the people in Nineveh worshipped the wheel, and he stepped out of the wheel's mouth from the gangplank and started preaching repentance. The awakening came. You know he wasn't happy when it happened. The old preacher wasn't happy. He sat under the tree and he was all upset that God had moved. There's preachers like that, you know. There's some preachers, you know, God's not allowed to use anybody, only them. And some people have that idea about themselves. That's the truth. Nobody can operate a gift, only them. That's a bad thing. God can use anybody.
Amen.
God is no respecter of persons.
Amen.
If you humble yourself, God can use you.
Amen.
And I want you to be encouraged tonight. Let's come and bow our heads and seek the Lord this evening. If you have a special need, slip your hand up while every eye is closed, every head's bowed. Praise God. God bless you, God bless you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you tonight that you're still on the throne. Your promise is true, I will not forget you. God is still on the throne. Lord, we have access because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Open access. The veil is rent from the top to the bottom. The way is made into the holiest of holies. The new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Father, I'm asking you for the hands raised tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you know the need.
Hallelujah.
And Evan Roberts said it, and your word says it, and we agree. And you said, if two of you shall agree,
yes,
touching anything, it shall come to pass. And a threefold cord's not easily broken. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight, we agree as one.
Amen.
That every hand lifted, whatever the prayer's request is,
amen,
answer it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ for the glory of God. Touch every sister in this room, give them courage and give them strength and grace. Touch every brother, give them courage and strength and grace. Lord, give us a spirit of stickability.
Amen.
In these evil days, I pray. God, I'm asking you again this evening for government. That you'll bring the right people up and the wrong people down. I come against those that's promoting death. And I block it. And I come against it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray you'll do something. Because you're the author of life, not death. Father, your name's above every name. The name of Jesus. Lord, we love our children, but you said you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We claim all of our children, every boy, every girl, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight, under the blood, under the token. Save them, deliver them, make preachers out of them, prophets out of them. Men and women of God, song leaders, musicians, the fivefold ministry coming up. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Oh God, take us back to the book of Acts, to the Pentecostal experience, to the real power of God, the fire of God. Fill us, oh Lord, afresh with the Holy Ghost, I pray. Lord, I pray that if you tarry to this weekend as we come round the Lord's table, that you'll move in a very special way. Save men and women, we pray. We're asking you for souls, Lord. Save men and women, we pray, oh God. Save souls. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. Lord, for the brothers that couldn't be here tonight for work or commitments, bless them. Bless the sisters, the nurses that's working, any others that's working or at home or away. Lord, I pray you'll bless and strengthen every one of them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pray for my own wee sister tonight. Oh God, touch her. Oh, rid her of anxiety and rid her of fear.
Amen.
And fill her with the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus. For others that tune in on a Sunday night, Lord. Bless them, strengthen them. Meet with them. Do them good, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Continue to work this evening.